oh, I don't want to put my life in danger, so I'm just going to do nothing about the global extermination regime. Hey, wait, hold on a second. Doesn't that put your life in danger because you're not actually opposing the motherfuckers who are actually going to kill you, and instead you're actually sitting there watching their television, their news, and reading their newspapers and eating their poison food and taking their vaccines? Well, yeah, but no. There is no but, mate. You're either with them or you're with humanity and freedom. You just have to come to the conclusion on your own. And for some people, it just takes a while. They haven't had suffering enough yet. I mean, if I'd never been busted for weed, you know, and been way, had my life totally destroyed, I'd probably still be believing in the system because I'd never actually had any suffering or pain to disassociate me from the benefits of it.
Well, that helps. You've got to go through that shock therapy, I think, because we're also tied in. You need a break, a shock.
In fact, one of my listeners called into the show one day, and he asked me, how exactly do I wake up my family or anything like that? You know, they won't believe anything. And I go, well, call the police on them with a false charge or something. Accuse them of being a drug dealer or whatever, and just do it anonymously. And then when the police come in, bust into their house, totally violate all their civil rights and liberties, rifle through all of their stuff, probably beat them up and interrogate them and stuff like that, and then handcuff them when they don't find anything and just take them down to the cells and then bring them into court on trumped-up charges for which they have to spend like their entire life savings in order to get out of those trumped-up charges for a call for a crime that never existed in the first freaking place, you can be guaranteed that person will quickly become a truther and not like the system very much.
They could, but then many people in that situation, their first response is, there's got to be something wrong here. A mistake has been made. I can correct this somehow. This can't be the way things are.
And ironically, that's your first big mistake.